So we're about to speak to Peter Morrissey. He's a lawyer for the two boys up for execution in Bali. And there's some news at the moment, boys. We thought perhaps this weekend they would be transferred to the island where they'd be executed. It looks like they have secured a court date next week for another appeal. And we've got Peter Morrissey on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, mate.
Now, this good news for you that you've got this impending court date next week?
Yes, look, it is good news, and it's a proper court proceeding, and you know it's one that we hope to win. If we get an audience in the court and the arguments go in a straightforward way, then we should be able to persuade the court. The argument is that the president's supposed to give an individual consideration when somebody applies for clemency. What he's done is say, I don't care how good you are. The fact that you're charged with this offence is enough, and all 64 charged are going to be executed. So we think that's a proper argument to put. That's what we're going to do.
I tell you what, Peter, these young men must be going through just an absolute roller coaster of emotions. All of a sudden, hope and hope snatched away. Then they're getting word through that it could be any day, and then they're going to get transferred. Then there's another appeal. How are they travelling?
Look, they're amazing boys. It's a roller coaster. You know, they're upset from time to time. They're very set on looking after their family and their community, but I think in prison they've got a real reason to live. It sounds a funny thing to say, but
yeah.
You know, they love life more, you know, funny enough, being 10 years in prison, because they've got something to live for, and each of them, you know, has a real community and a sense of belonging. I mean, neither of them would go near crime, you know, if they were released now, or not that they would be released now, but, you know, they're finished with all of that. They're good people, so that's what's sustaining them, but, you know, you're quite right. You know, being exposed to these pressures is horrendous. You know?
Pete, I think that most Australians are somewhere betwixt and between with these two boys. Well, you know, obviously, sentiment is that once they were found guilty of the crime, they knew exactly what they were in for. But now, as their imminent demise looms closer, I think most of us are sympathetic.
Yeah, I think what happens is that it's a bit like that silly poll that went out there last week. So in the abstract, people are inclined to say, you know, oh, well, mate, you do the crime, you do the time. Mm. You know, you get caught, you knew what was going to happen. And I can understand that sentiment. But once people engage with the individual boys themselves and start to learn a bit about them and their family and their journey, they start to become human. And then you rethink your priorities about, you know, the heavy sentencing, and in particular in about shooting them.
Now, Peter, are they now going to be transferred to that island, or because of the court case, they're going to stay exactly where they are?
That is a million-dollar question. We don't like the countdown much, but the countdown thing has been triggered by the Attorney General in Indonesia just insisting that the execution will go ahead even though there is a court case on the go. Mm. And that's not the rule of law. You know, what the Indonesian politicians, in a sense, we hope they can engage with, is just this idea that, look, sometimes you've got to, you know, you've got to give way to the courts, and here there is a court process. Now, Indonesia looks pretty bad internationally if it says, well, we've got a court system, but, you know, we just feel like executing these people, and that's what we're going to do regardless of the courts. Mm. They will look terrible. But I think the president is someone who's got a mixture of priorities. You know, he's got a battle against drugs, and he wants to look tough.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to look as if he's bowing to overseas pressure. So part of our job is really to make sure we don't look like we're pushing them around and bullying and carrying on. And I mean, frankly, our politicians have been superb over the last week, and you know they get bucketed quite enough. But on this occasion, you've got to say that all of them on all sides of politics have really been wonderful, and they have to keep that going, because right up until the time they're actually shot dead, there is hope, because there's a good court case.
Well, Pete, look, we wish you all the very best there. It's good news that there's an appeal. There's a little bit of hope for these two young men. As you said, they've done the crime. They understand that, but boy, you know, in with what's going on in the world at the moment, do we have to just shoot another couple of people? Seriously.
That's right. That is right. But hope is very uncomfortable, you know. Sometimes you think, oh, look, I just wish they were dead and we could have a good cry in peace. And, you know, we don't think that, but you can see that in the public debate sometimes. The best thing is hope is uncomfortable, but keep with it. That's the message we've got for the politicians.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Peter.
Good on you, mate.
Peter Morrissey.